I want us to just now relate this to the passage that we read earlier on and think about what Jesus was like. I've got three short readings. So, Tom, you can do one. That'll teach you. Yeah, here. Just read that out for me. Oh, I could turn it on again, couldn't I? That is on, but it's not got a red light. Hold on. Right.
John 8:20. I don't know how to say that first bit.
What bit?
So Jesus said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me."
Okay, pass the microphone to Hannah. Just think about what that said. Jesus does nothing without listening to what His Father taught Him. Okay.
John 10:18. "No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father."
Okay, so it's another one about Jesus receiving a command from His Father. One of you do this? Oh, yeah, glasses on your head, yeah. So Jesus is listening and doing what He's been asked to do.
John 14:31. "I have come so that the world may learn that I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded me."
Thank you. Okay, so all three of those verses, and including the one that was in John 10 that we read earlier on, all of them focus completely on how Jesus teaches us to listen out for God speaking to us. So when we're praying, it's not one-way traffic, is it? Well, it shouldn't be one-way traffic. It shouldn't just be all us, just us going, blah, 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 here's my list, God, sort it out. We need to pause and we need to listen. We need to listen to each other and then we learn and grow from each other in all those different ways. And I want us to think about that in different parts of the room now, in the four corners of the room. Four corners, four candles. Nice link. Four different parts of the room. So we've got our craft zone over there. So open to any age. I was asked about the size of the chairs. If you want a bigger chair, fetch one. But open to any age. So there's a craft corner there which Rachel's going to lead and will help us to think about who we need to listen to and how we can do that well. And there's something to make to link in with that. There's our discussion zone here. There's some Bible verses to look at and chat to each other about what we think about them, how easy we find them, or otherwise there's some notes on the sheets there to prompt you to do that. In the reflect zone over here, this is perhaps more personal, a bit quieter, but you can talk to each other if you want to. So there are four cards standing up on the table to prompt you to do four different things. And the end one is there's a bowl of little wooden hearts. You can keep those. There are only 60, so get there quickly if you want one. There's the notes there to prompt you. And then the prayer corner, at that far corner there, this is a place for us to gather together to pray together, to pray for each other, or pray on our own. There are some notes on the sheet there that suggest the kinds of things that you might want to pray for, or you can just pray however you feel led in your group over there. So use the time, okay? Use this time. Move around a bit and look at the different things, and then we'll come back together in a little while, okay?